So we are continuing reading of this pastime of Lord Shiva going mad. Oh, slower. All right, slow. Lord Shiva going really mad after the beautiful form of Mohini Murti, who is actually Lord Vishnu. So how did this happen? Lord Shiva is very dhira. He's very sober. He's very self-controlled. How did this happen? This happened because the Lord wanted to do several things with one thing. We have heard this before. Krishna does many things with one thing, right? So, when Lord Shiva expressed his desire to see Mohini Murti, a very beautiful form of the Lord, Lord Vishnu was thinking, okay, with this several things can be taught to several people. And so, when he took the form of Mohini Murti, and Lord Shiva was so enchanted that he started following Mohini Murti even in the presence of his wife. Now, Lord Shiva cannot be bewildered by the external energy. So it was the internal energy of the Lord, by the Lord's arrangement, that this happened. And what did the Lord do in his form of Mohini Murti? He dragged Lord Shiva everywhere. We see over here. He went to the shores of the rivers, went to the shores of the lakes. He went near mountains. He went near forests. He went near gardens and wherever there lived great sages. So the Lord did that with a very specific purpose. He wanted the sages to see how Lord Shiva is being bewildered by the form of this beautiful woman, just to teach them and us through the Srimad Bhagavatam a lesson. And what is that lesson? Never ever think that you are free, that you are fixed, because any moment we can be bewildered by Maya. And now, when we say beautiful women over here, let me assure you, ladies, that it also holds good for beautiful men. These scriptures apply to both genders. And whenever it says beautiful woman in the scriptures, it's understood that it's also meaning beautiful men. So when we hear beautiful woman or women are the cause of this attraction, etc., we must understand that for women, it is men, and for men, it is women. Because this is what keeps us entangled in the material world. This strong attraction between male and female is the cause of bondage. This is why we are taking repeated birth and undergoing repeated death, because of this strong attraction for what? Sex desire. So, we might say, oh, this is so difficult. My situation is hopeless. How can I overcome this? But there is hope, because Srila Prabhupada has come to teach us that there is something better. You have unlimited happiness versus limited flickering happiness. You have eternal life versus repeated birth and death. Asato ma sat gamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya, tamaso ma jyotir gamaya. What does this mean? From the illusion, come into reality. From the darkness, come into the light. From the world of birth and death, come to immortality. Whoever knew all this? Until Srila Prabhupada came and taught us about Krishna and the spiritual world and where we belong and who we are, what did we know? We were living on the same platform as the rest of the 8 million species of life. Eating, mating, sleeping, defending, that's all. But that is animalistic life. It is only in the human form of life that we have this rare opportunity to break through and get free and go back home to Krishna. And in this age, a very merciful form of Krishna has come as Lord Chaitanya. And he makes it so easy. He says, just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And slowly, all the nasty things within our heart will start dissolving, melting away and falling off, and our pure love for Krishna will be awakened. And one who has developed the tendency to hear these messages, Krishna reassures us that I will cleanse the desire for material enjoyment from your heart. Srimad Bhagavatam, Shrimatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanha Ridyantastoya Bhadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam. I will cleanse all the desires from your heart. Don't worry. To those who have developed the attraction to hearing the message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is that message? M-E-S-S-A-G-E. Don't waste your time here. This is not your home. Come back to me. And every spiritual bona fide religious path says the same thing. It's not that Hare Krishnas are the only morbid, pessimistic people in the world. Every great spiritual teacher, whether it's Jesus Christ, whether it's Muhammad, whether it's Baha'u'llah, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka Swami, you name it, all of them came to give us one message. This is not your home. You cannot be happy here. Everything here is temporary and miserable. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Of course, when we are young, we don't believe all this. We think, I'm the exception. I'm going to be happy here. I'm going to prove them wrong. I've got it all figured out. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm clever. I can do it. This is the invincibility of youth, you know. But then, as we start growing older, we get wiser. We start understanding that what the scripture is saying is true. And we start taking shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. And only by following the instructions of the spiritual master, we will become free. Because one who is free can free us. But one who is bound himself or herself cannot free us. So because the spiritual master is situated in transcendence, he is not touched by the material energy, he can free the conditioned soul by his divine instructions and free us from lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, envy, and all their cousins and second cousins which keep us infected and contaminated and bound to this material world. So here, Lord Shiva was running after this beautiful woman, and all the sages are just looking. This is their Lord Shiva. And the sages are all wondering what is going on. And we will see how Shiva then comes to his real senses and understands this is the Lord's illusion for me to learn some lessons. So we are going to be challenged. Those of us who want to really seriously go back to Krishna, we are going to be challenged on the path of bhakti. There will be so many temptations in the form of beautiful women for the men, beautiful men for the women, name, fame, adoration, distinction, money, influence, power, position. These are all variations, by the way. In fact, subtle sex desire is even more difficult. We may be able to give it up at the gross level, but name, fame, adoration, and distinction is also subtle sex desire. And we want to cleanse our heart of all these things to get situated in our real position, which is what? Loving servitorship to Krishna. Now, how can we do this? You might say, mind is so uncontrolled, so restless, so turbulent, as Arjuna said, Chanchala hi mana Krishna. How can I control my mind? It is restless, turbulent, obstinate, doesn't listen to me. Practice, 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 practice. And how will we get the strength for this? Again, it goes back to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. By developing a higher taste, we will give up the lower taste. So I've developed a little acronym for you. Message. MESSAGE. You want to hear the formula to conquer sex desire? Anyone interested? Any takers? No. No. Yes? Yes? Okay. By the way, how many people do we have listening online? We have a real thin crowd here. I'm curious to know how many people are online. Do we know? Any idea? Seven people. Okay. Message. What does M stand for? Mind. Controlling the mind through the power of bhakti yoga. So what do we have to do? Chant the holy name. Hear the scriptures. Listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. Understand the message. And Krishna is so compassionate towards our struggles. He reassures us again and again. Don't worry, I will help you. I will teach you how to come back to me. Dadami buddhi yogam tam, yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So Krishna will help. We should feel completely confident that Krishna is there and Krishna is listening to our prayers. So along with the efforts that we make to engage in bhakti yoga, we are praying to the Lord. So mind control. We want to make our mind our friend and not keep it our enemy. And we can only do that by spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence will be awakened by what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So, we want to understand that we are very tiny, we are very small, we are very conditioned. But by taking strength of the superior power and the superior energy, we who are in the marginal energy can be protected by the spiritual energy of the Lord. So we want to stay in the superior energy of the Lord by constantly chanting His name, by constantly remembering Him. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. All these nine processes of bhakti are there for variety. I'm tired of chanting, I listen to scriptures. I'm tired of scriptures, I engage in some service. I'm tired of engaging in some service, I take prasadam. So like this, there's a variety of engagement so that we can be 24/7 in Krishna. And when we are immersed like this in bhakti yoga, the things of this material world will no longer have the power to capture us. We will develop the strength to control the most difficult thing, the mind. Is that clear? And Krishna assures us. Okay. Krishna assures us in Bhagavad Gita, and I will read this out to you because it's so reassuring. We are on chapter 3, verse number 31. Okay, let's see. Yes. those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions and who follow this teaching faithfully without envy become free from the bondage of fruitive actions. And there's a beautiful purport where Krishna is saying that in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord. But because one is not resentful of this principle and works sincerely without consideration of defeat and hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness. Hari Bol! So you see how reassuring Krishna is? Because he knows our struggles. He understands our struggles. We are just like little babies. We're learning to walk. So Krishna is reassuring us. Don't worry. Keep going. As you keep going, you will become stronger and stronger in bhakti. The point is to never give up. We may stumble, we may fall, but we get back up and keep walking. So that is M. The next letter is E. What does E stand for? Let me think. Enthusiasm, enlivenment, and encouragement. By listening to the messages of the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and hearing the stories of great devotees who also had their struggles but came to Krishna consciousness and became successful. King Pururava, he was running after Urvashi and then he lamented and came to his senses. Sage Vishwamitra, you know Vishwamitra Muni, was a very powerful tapasvi. He was in meditation for 60,000 years. And Indra was getting very scared. He's going to come and take my position. So what did he do? He sent this beautiful courtesan, Apsara maiden, from his planet down to earth. Her name was Menaka. And she began dancing and, you know, with her bangles, the sound of her bangles and her anklets was so pleasing that Vishwamitra's meditation broke. He opened his eyes and he saw this beautiful maiden singing and dancing with all feminine gestures, everything, and he was captured. So the point is, heavy penances and austerities will not be able to help us to overcome this attraction. It is only attraction to Krishna which will help us overcome attraction to Maya. You see? So we have to replace a lower taste with a higher taste. And we get the enthusiasm and the enlivenment to do that when we hear the scriptures, when we listen to the spiritual master, when we engage in the process of bhakti. So actually E is for engagement. Engagement means, what do? Chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Lord Chaitanya promises, he says, all glories to the Sankirtan movement which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together and thus extinguishes the fire of conditioned life, of repeated birth and death. So Lord Chaitanya promises, you will be victorious. Don't worry. Just engage in the process of bhakti and you will be victorious. So that is E. What is S of message? Spiritual master. The spiritual master is divinely empowered by Krishna to take you back to Godhead. Hari Bol! So, following the orders of the spiritual master, especially to overcome lust, lust is represented by Pralambasura. And by carefully following the instructions of the spiritual master, we will be able to overcome the powerful enemy called lust. Even Krishna says, it's an all-devouring, sinful enemy of this world. So, curb this from the very beginning. When Arjuna asks, Krishna says, this is actually our enemy. So we want to get rid of our enemy. We want to conquer over our enemy by following the orders of the spiritual master. What is the second S? Scriptures. The scriptures are repeatedly teaching us so many different lessons. So daily Bhagavatam Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day, listening to the scriptures. So what is our habit? We wake up in the morning. What is on CNN news? What does Fox News say? What does ABC News say? Let me open my computer. And we get preoccupied with all the nonsense of this world, forgetting the real world. So let's not make the daily news our Bhagavatam. Let's keep our Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam. Which means that we do our spiritual practice first thing in the morning, which includes Bhagavatam Sevaya, listening to the scriptures. You may not be able to travel to the temple. You may not be able to take part in the morning program. Have a program at home. Chant your rounds early in the morning. And then listen to a class as you're driving to work or as you're cooking breakfast. Something to protect you from the attacks of Maya. Staying strong in bhakti means we have to take our vitamins, right? And our vitamin is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant, chant, chant. Listening to the scriptures. That's the second S. A, attraction for Krishna. Right now, we are attracted to the things of this world. But the more we engage in Krishna's service, more we chant his holy name, what's going to happen? Our natural attraction for Krishna is going to blossom. And we are going to become happy. We are going to become joyful. We are going to become blissful. Because that is the nature of who you really are. Your soul. That's who you are. And the nature of the soul is joyful, blissful, knowledgeable, loving Krishna. So by engaging in this process, we will get more and more attracted to Krishna and less attracted to the things of this world, which is what we want, right? So attraction for Krishna will come by engaging nicely in the process of bhakti. That is A. What is G? Gospod. Lord Chaitanya, Navagauravaram Navapushpasharam. Huh? The beautiful Lord Chaitanya has come, isn't it? To save us. So we can turn to Lord Chaitanya and say, my dear Lord Chaitanya, you are so merciful. You are so compassionate. You are so magnanimous. There is no more person more fallen than I. Please give me your mercy. We sing this every day, isn't it? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo More, Toma Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Samsare. So please, Patit Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. Mosama Patita Prabhu Napai Be Ara. Please help me, Lord Chaitanya. You are so merciful, you are so compassionate, and you have come to teach me how to be a real devotee. So please be merciful and save me from the clutches of Maya. And when we sincerely pray to Lord Chaitanya, he will shower us with mercy. Shower us with mercy. Because he has come to take us back home. This is Lord Chaitanya's program, to save every conditioned soul. Right? Yes? Regardless of qualification, regardless of who is fit, unfit, the Lord is freely giving his mercy. And the final letter E, which I said in the beginning, but actually the final letter, the first E was for engaging, and the last E is for remaining enthusiastic, energized, encouraged, and enlivened in bhakti yoga. And how does that happen? In the association of devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shrishti Hoi. So, everything is there. Everything is there. We just have to follow. Are we ready? How many of us are ready? Raise your hands. Yes! How many of us want to go back to Krishna? Raise your hands. Hari Bol! And there, everlasting happiness, which is ever increasing. Joy that is ever increasing. Love that is ever increasing. And none of the inebrieties of this material world. It's a world of happiness and joy and love, which is ever increasing, serving Krishna with love. When we attain that consciousness, we will be back with Krishna. And by following this process, we will come back to who we really are. Krishna's loving servant. So there's great hope in our movement because Lord Chaitanya has come to give his mercy. You may say, oh Krishna, my situation is very hopeless. How can I, there doesn't seem to way. But Krishna will make a way. Do you want to hear this song? There's a beautiful song. You want to hear it? On one condition. You have to sing it with me. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way for me. Yes, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way for me. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! So that's our Lord Chaitanya. So loving, so merciful, and He will make a way. Haribol! So thank you very much for listening patiently. Hare Krishna. We will open up for questions, comments, corrections, criticisms.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you for a wonderful lecture. It got me thinking. All the scriptures said that this is not our planet, and we want to go to Krishna. But the only way which I knew that we leave this planet is to die. Maybe some space shuttle in the future, but at the moment you need to die. So, or in other words, leave the body. So my question is, why we are holding so much to this body? We are doing everything to stay here as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If we are sick and 80, 100 years old, we go to the doctor immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't extend.
Mm-hmm.
So are we not ready? Or I also heard that in first versions of the book, Prabhupada books, Self-Realization, it was one section prepared for that, but now it's not there anymore. That's also interesting. So that's my question.
Okay. Well, your question has 2-3 parts to it, so let's take it one by one.
Thank you.
Thank you. First and foremost, it is not true that the only way to get to another planet is to die. You can be in the material world, in your material body, and still be in the spiritual world. How? By your consciousness becoming spiritualized. So it's not true that, oh, I have to die, and then only I can go back to Krishna. Not true. Okay? We can die to material consciousness and go back to Krishna in our spiritual consciousness, even in this material body. All our spiritual masters are with Krishna every moment, right? We sing in Gurvashtakam. What do we sing? He's making beautiful, tasteful arrangements for Radha and Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan, right? So they are showing by their example that they are in the spiritual world even while they are in this material planet. So don't worry. We can do what they are doing. We may take some time to get there, but it's possible. So we don't have to feel, oh, I have to die, then only I can go back to Krishna. We can go back to Krishna now if we want. Yes, Srila Prabhupada said, within 1 second. You see? That's one part of your question. Second thing, you said, we are so attached to this material body. That is true. Because it's the vehicle, it's the means by which the soul remains in this material world. Just as when we go down into the sea, we have to have a special suit. So this is our suit to stay in the material world. So we need this body to engage in devotional service, to carry out our daily functions. That is the purpose of having this body. So we must not have hatred for the body, nor should we have too much love for the body. We simply see it as a means. Srila Prabhupada described it as, use a thorn to get a thorn out of your foot. So make the best use of a bad bargain. We have come here now and we are in this prison house called the material body. So make best use of this material body and spiritualize your body by engaging it in service. You see? We can do that. And then we have neither aversion nor too much attraction. But Srila Prabhupada also said, take good care of your health. Every letter he would sign off, hoping this meets you in the best of health. Your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Why did Prabhupada say that? Because he knew that if we don't have good health, we may have a lot of enthusiasm, but we will not be able to do. Body will be weak, tired, sick, you'll be in bed. And then you may have so much desire, but your body cannot do. So he said, take good care of health. Now taking good care of health is at many levels. Body, mind, emotions, relationships, everything is part of health. You see? So we need to take good care of ourselves at all levels so that we can do the best possible service for Krishna. And it's good for us to have good health and stay as long as possible in this body to purify ourselves, because this is our chance. You see? To get to the point of maximum Krishna consciousness, because who knows? So let's try as much as possible to have good health, engage nicely in Krishna's service and perfect our human life. You see? So nothing wrong. In fact, you must take good care of yourself. It is one of our duties. We say, taking care of Krishna's devotee, we are also a servant of Krishna. So we have to take good care of ourselves. In fact, if we are not compassionate towards ourselves and not taking good care of ourselves, it's hard for us to be compassionate towards others or take good care of others. Really. So we don't want to neglect or, you know, abuse our bodies. We use it knowing it belongs to Krishna. Is that helpful?
Helpful, very much, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope I answered all the different things you said. Let me remember. You talked about death, you talked about why we are so attached, why we go to the doctor, and then...
This title from the book which is out now, Art of Dying, I think it was the title.
Well, let's learn the art of living properly, then we can die properly. You see, if we are really immersed in Krishna every moment, we will die in that consciousness, and that's the best way to die, like Bhishma Dev. So we want to become more and more Krishna conscious. We live gloriously, then we can die gloriously. You see? Bhakti Charu Maharaj says that a coward dies 1,000 deaths, but a hero dies only once. You know? So we want to be strong in our Krishna consciousness. We want to be convinced of this message of Krishna. You are not this body. You are spirit soul. You are part and parcel of Krishna. Spiritual bliss is your birthright. You see? And when we work in that consciousness, we will be with Krishna all the time. Right now, we sometimes fall into Krishna, and most of the time we are in Maya. But we want to reverse that. We want to be more and more in Krishna and less in Maya. And slowly that will happen. The trend will reverse. We will be more in Krishna and less in Maya. You see? It will take some time, but we will get there.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your perfect answers.
No, I don't know about perfect. I'm simply repeating what Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada is perfect. So if we say perfectly what Prabhupada says, then that's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Yes. Hare Krishna, thanks for the nice lecture. I wonder about this mercy of Chaitanya. I wonder about this mercy of Sri Chaitanya. I come from a Christian family, and there is Christ the most merciful. And he actually says, I'm the Son of God. Mm-hmm. Eh? But usually Christians treat him like a God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Son, Spirit, and Father, mm-hmm. Eh? The mm-hmm. same person. And I wonder, can you explain this relationship? Is how do you think is it with Jesus and this mercy? Is this mercy the same as Chaitanya's mercy?
Mm-hmm.
Or so I have in my background that I don't want to do some offense,
mm-hmm.
for example, of mm-hmm. Jesus, if he's, I don't know, maybe on a level like Prabhupada or higher, or some like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
Jesus is the Son of God, and Srila Prabhupada would say he's our guru. He's our spiritual master. He has come to teach us by his example how to love God, how to love one another. So Srila Prabhupada had great respect and very often referred to Lord Jesus Christ as our guru, as our spiritual master. And he told his disciples in America, which was where the movement began, that those who are fixed in Christianity, don't disturb them, because they are following Jesus Christ. If by some chance, some good fortune, that person wants to know about God the Father, Jesus never said that he is God. He always said, I am the Son. I am the way, the truth and the life. Follow me. I will take you to the Father. Right? It's in the Bible. There are many rooms in the mansion of my Father. I go there to prepare a room for you. Right? So Jesus is an empowered avatar. Shaktyavesh avatar. He came to fulfill the mission of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said, Krista, Jesus Christ, is the Son. Krishna is the Father. And he said, the Son is as good as the Father. So, therefore, people worship Jesus Christ, you know, as almost on the same level as God. Because he's a pure representative of God. He's pure spiritual master. So, we don't see any, discrepancy or contradiction in the message. The message is the same. Love the Lord, thy God, with all thy heart, with all thy strength, with all thy might. First commandment. Right? Jesus said that. What did Srila Prabhupada say? I have come to teach you what you have forgotten, how to love God. And Srila Prabhupada said, real religion means how to love God, which teaches you how to love God. And here, the Chaitanya has come himself, Almighty God himself, Krishna, has come as Lord Chaitanya to teach by his example how to be a devotee, how to love Krishna. So, we respect all these great spiritual teachers. They have come to teach us the same thing. In fact, Lord Chaitanya, when people would worship him or refer to him as the Supreme Lord, he would cover his ears and say, "Oh, Vishnu, 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 why are, what are you talking?" Because he wanted to show that I'm just a devotee. Only Krishna is God. You see? So, we want to follow the right process. So, Christianity is a legitimate, bona fide religious process. And if we follow sincerely, we will come to the understanding. The only thing is, the extensive descriptions of Krishna, his abode, his pastimes, his entourage, his associates, is there in the Vedic scriptures. So Srila Prabhupada would say, like small pocket dictionary and the big dictionary. You see? So the message is the same, but those who want to go deeper, who want to know more, the Vedic scriptures are there, teach you about who is God. Srila Prabhupada said, we know the name of God, we know his address, we know his associates, we know his pastimes, we know what he likes to eat, how he likes to dress, how he likes to play, like this. So, Vedic scriptures are extensive. And other scriptures may not have full description of the Lord. That's the only thing.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Good question. Any other questions, comments? Any questions from the internet audience? Do we know? Nothing. Okay. All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.